Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me for the third freaking time here trying to get you guys and girls. The live stream is just not working. I have no idea what's going on. So unfortunately, I had to record this video post-market wrap-up today, Friday, January 3rd, 2025. I do apologize again for that. But anyway, look, let me just say what I have to say here. You guys and girls need to know what's going on. First off, if you do subscribe to my free newsletter, you already know that I did start to dabble back in this market. I took up a small position in JEPQ. Why did I do that? Let's talk about it. Let's start off with the economic news that we got today. Imagine our shock. Manufacturing remains in a slump. Now, the ISM manufacturing index remains below 50. Any reading below 50 means contraction. No surprise to you or anybody who follows this blog. Manufacturing factory activity here in the United States, it's dead and it's buried. It's not coming back. The economy is dead. It's buried. It's not coming back. And the mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates, and obviously on the back of that, currency purchasing power destruction is the reason. It's the root cause of the problem. You're not allowed to know that. You're supposed to think that some type of utopia is going to be created here by the Fed and other central banks cutting rates and cutting rates and cutting rates, stealing your purchasing power. It's supposed to be stimulative to the economy, really. No. What it does is it pushes the stock market higher. That's all it's meant to do. You and I, over the past 2 days, specifically, have been covering the Fear and Greed Index. Right now, the Fear and Greed Index, which is basically a buy and sell meter for the most part, is reading very close to extreme fear, which is a buy signal, which is what I said this morning and yesterday. If you didn't see my morning report, you should watch it, and it'll bring you up to speed as to what's going on here. I also showed you the 125-day moving average, what's going on here with the S&P 500. Now, what do we know? We know that bad economic news drives the stock market higher. Why? The promise of more easy money. Now listen to me. I'm not trying to put down Trump or anything like that, but Trump was selected for two reasons. Two. And two only. The rest of it's garbage. It's just fluff to warp your brain into believing something that's just absolutely false. Number one, to bridge us into the new system here, to pull us further away from any type of a constitutional money system, bring about the United States as the crypto capital of the world, mainstreaming cryptocurrencies, deregulating the banks, merging that with cryptocurrencies to bring about the new system, the tokenized system. It's a no-brainer. We all know that. That's number one. Number two, because he's a proponent of negative rates. Bad economic news here is going to continue. And you're going to see a repeat performance of what happened last time during Trump's last tenure. He called the Fed, and I love this word, boneheads. He called the Fed boneheads because they weren't going zero or even negative with regard to rates. Well, the market would love that. It's going to destroy you, but the stock market would love that. So economic news here is going to continue to be miserable. Debts and deficits are going to balloon from here. Don't listen to Greg Mannarino anymore. You remember the special report that we got from the Congressional Budget Office there explaining to you that debts and deficits are going to balloon moving forward. Does that surprise you? No, we've only been talking about it forever. Bad economic news today did drive the markets higher pretty much across the board. Also has to do with the buy signal regarding the Fear and Greed Index, the 125-day moving average. Yes, I get that. But I believe moving forward, we're probably going to get negative rates, people. It's going to be massively positive for the stock market. But again, we got other factors to continue. I didn't jump back into this market here with both feet. I'm just slightly back, okay? And depending on what happens next week, understand, is a make or break moment for this market. A make or break moment. Next week, we're going to know what's going to happen. This market, next week, historically puts on substantial gains. If we don't get that and we still see a sell-off in the debt market, a rising of the MMRI, which I'm going to show you a chart in a second, then I made a bad move. I should not have got in today. Although again, this is a small position relative for me. It's a small position. I bought 350 shares of JEPQ. So anyway, we'll see. Stocks higher across the board on bad economic news. Bitcoin, cryptos higher across the board as we're thrust into a system we don't want and we didn't vote for. Gold slightly lower today. Silver higher. Crude doing very, very well. Now, I want you guys and girls to understand another reason why I feel that, and I've been telling you about tech for the longest time. If Greg is correct and Trump's promise becomes the truth, he promised you lower rates during the campaign. He has no power to do it. He thought you were stupid. Again, no president has the ability to lower rates. They can work with a central bank to make it happen, but they can't do it. You understand? They have no printing press. They can't buy the debt. Right now, there are multiple companies that are donating millions, tens of millions of dollars to the inauguration of Trump here. Here's some of them I listed for you. Here's just a couple. These are funding his inauguration. You got Amazon, you got Facebook, you got other tech companies, big tech, OpenAI as well. You got Goldman Sachs, you got Bank of America, other banks. You got Coinbase, you got Kraken, you got AT&T. They're all funding it. You think they're expecting nothing in return? They're just doing this out of the goodness of their hearts? No. Come on, people. The corporate agenda is going to be fulfilled, and you know it. So I think we're pretty much on the same page. Here's the MMRI today. Yes, we are still in a danger zone here, but do you notice what I drew here? For you technical lions, what do you see? I'll tell you what I see. I see a rising wedge. A rising wedge means we could expect this. I'm not saying we're topping out. We could go up, but to roll over. If the MMRI starts to drop, what does that mean? That means the Fed has intervened. They're buying more debt. And what's that going to do to the stock market as it devalues the currency? Higher, higher, and higher. That's why I decided to dabble back. And I don't care what the stock market did today. I didn't get back in because of this. Everything derives value, as you all know, from the debt market. I am anticipating here Trump's promise is going to come to fruition, meaning you're going to get lower rates, which means your currency is going to lose purchasing power, which means you lose. It means the Fed wins. The Fed gets to inflate, which is their end game, which is their goal anyway. You all know that. So we can expect the economy is not going to recover. But you're going to hear a game. The game is already being set up. Believe me on this. Come on. You're all smart enough to see it already here. The game is this. The economy's falling through the floor. Okay. There's going to be a mock fight set up between Trump and the Fed. Trump's going to come out and say, the Fed, they're boneheads. They should be going negative rates. They should be going to zero. And the Fed's going to go, you know, we really don't want to lower rates that much. Of course they do. They're foaming at the mouth. This allows them to inflate people. Come on. We on the same page? I hope we are too. I really, really do. So I just got back into this market a little bit. Just a little bit. Depending on what I see, I may add to my position here or open other things up. If again, people, look, you are all ahead of the curve. You knew this before this video if you subscribe to my newsletter 100% free. Link in description of this video. People, keep your eyes on the MMRI, wherever I put it. I'm losing every hit. Keep your eyes on this. Let's see if this proves to be a rising wedge and we drop. That would push the stock market higher. Understand, but we have to be ready to look, man. Let's just say, for example, Greg is right. This turns out to be a rising wedge. The economy continues to come apart, okay, which would be very positive for the stock market. Again, the more destruction, the bigger they can create a wrecking ball to wipe out the middle class, to destroy the economy, the higher the market's going to go. I've been telling you this since time immemorial. Sound about right? Looks like we nailed it to the wall. This mechanism, I believe, is still going to remain in place here. The bridge to the system isn't built yet. It's getting there very, very rapidly, but it's not built, in my opinion. It's not built yet. Trump hasn't even been inaugurated, although tens of millions are being donated to his inauguration here by Facebook and all these other companies here right now. Come on, man. You think it's going to benefit you? It's going to benefit them, of course. It's not going to benefit you at all. But it could benefit you if you're in the market. So let's just see where this goes. Greg turns out to be wrong. Okay, I will close my small position here. Yeah, whatever, it is what it is. If I'm right, we're all going to come out smelling like rose. It sounds about right to you? Look, expect anything, But we got to, because sometimes read the tea leaves a little bit. And this is kind of reading the tea leaves a little bit. You understand? Keep your eyes on this, people. Again, look, it's 100% free to all of you. And I want to thank all of you for supporting my work. You know, earlier every month, at the first of every month, I ask for it. Some of you do step up. It's like one fraction of 1%, one-tenth of a fraction of 1%. And I do appreciate that, all right? Anyway, guys and girls, look, man. Understand, more bad economic news, it's not going to stop. We are not bringing back manufacturing here to the United States. It's over, okay? All the talk about this, no one wants our product, no one wants our dollar. It's you know, we're being kind of systematically erased here. We're not even the economic engine of the world anymore. You all know that. You're not supposed to know it, but you don't believe that we're not the economic engine of the world? Maybe you should look it up. It's over. And we have to accept that. And things are going to change very dramatically moving forward. But we got each other's backs. We look out for each other as always. And I do want to say one more time, I really apologize for that live stream and that I have to record this for you. But I really think this information is important for all of you. No surprises to anyone. We got this down. They're going to play their freaking games. We're going to freaking play our game. Speaking of what we do, bring it in. Bring it in. It's Friday. Love each other. Care about each other, people. Be charitable to each other. Always, all right? I will see you on Sunday for my markets look ahead. It's going to be a big one. Again, next week is huge. Huge for this market. We'll see. It really will be a make or break week for the market, in my opinion. We're going to see a lot next week. We need to pay attention to the MMRI, obviously economic news, and we'll see how this goes before people look. We're going to continue to stack silver, my favorite of asset of all time, gold as well, platinum, palladium, you know all that, gain exposure to cryptocurrencies. I've been telling you these same things for how long now? Almost a decade. We got this down because we got each other. And I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of you unhappy. Some of you, we got the Almighty on our side. You know that, all right? Love you all from the heart. I'll see you Sunday, all right? Please take care of yourselves, people, and of course each other.